Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, people. It's time to start your day with the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. I'm Chelsea Messenger, Denton Day filling in for Jenks today. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about. So yesterday was the sports equinox. We have plenty of sports going on. We had Monday Night Football, where the Chiefs looked like the Chiefs in the second half of that game, en route to a win over the Commanders. And then we had the second, or a World Series game that was tied for the longest in World Series history, and Freddie Freeman walks it off. Now tied for the most walk-offs in World Series history. Is he the most clutch player ever? We'll discuss all that and more coming up next here on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. So for those of you who do not know, Denton is with us every day. He is our producer, but he also does on-air things, host of College Football Overtime on Sirius XM College, and we have him chime in all the time. So Denton, it's good to have you. Glad to have you as the teammate today.
Yeah, Chelsea, and I can't think of a better time than after the sports equinox, because we were just low. It was like a fire hose of content yesterday, and we kind of got two World Series games in one.
6 hours? I mean, not that I stayed up and watched it, because it ended mere hours ago, but still, it was just, it had so many things going on in it. Where, you know, as somebody who's trying to line up a show, you're like, okay, this is going to be the story. Max Scherzer probably, like, his final start of his career. But that was one of, like, 10 stories in this game. And, of course, when you have, like, a walk-off winner, and after 6 hours, that becomes the story. It's like, the story is Freddie Freeman. It is no longer what happened in the first 5 innings. So, it's one of those games that packed a big punch. But that's what we've come to expect from this iteration of the World Series. I think a lot of people thought that the Dodgers were just going to cakewalk all over the Blue Jays. It has not been the case.
Yeah, they fight. They fight super hard. And who knows, because of the amount of pitchers that were used, maybe this wasn't the last time that we'll see Max Scherzer starting in a game, because I don't know that they're going to have many options if this starts to go longer in the series. I mean, 19 total pitchers used in that. That's an insane number, including like multiple starters that I think can open up maybe some avenues for a potential very big long shot for MVP that we'll get to. But I came in this morning, because I was like you, I didn't stay up until 3 a.m. I had things to do, like sleep, and I was just watching it. And they literally went 10 innings with no scoring. It was fascinating. It's not like they weren't playing hours. Well, they were getting hits. It's crazy to me.
Right, they would be like gunning down people at the plate. You know, you would think, oh, they've got a runner on and no outs, but no dice. But let me ask you this, what do you think is more heartbreaking? For your team to fight and look really good and lose in like extra innings, or have a team that just doesn't look good at all? Because we saw that as well last night from the Commanders, which I guess you could say, well, they looked all right in the first half, but the second half was not much to write home about.
I want the team does not look very good, because the gut punch, you know, especially on a Monday, if it was Friday, whatever, I could sleep in. But like, imagine being a fan of the Toronto Blue Jays right now, and you watched all 6 hours of what took place last night, and now you got to go to work. That alarm is coming at whatever time you wake up. Maybe it's 6:30 a.m. Maybe it's a little earlier. You get 2 hours of sleep. Your team just lost because Freddie Freeman who was supposed to be playing in Atlanta, who remember when he was crying 2 years ago about, I didn't want to leave here? Well, now he looks really happy in Los Angeles, and he is breaking your heart. And now you got to go do whatever job that you do. Maybe you work in construction. You're tired as hell. You got to put the bootstraps up. I'd much rather, at least when it's over, it's over. We got like a running clock last night. I was home by midnight instead of 1 a.m. that I was the last time my team played on a night game where they lost and fumbled at the end of it. So I'd much rather take a blowout at the end where I'm like, hey, just run this thing over. I need to go home.
I suppose so, because especially when you're talking about like the World Series or, you know, the NFL, a win is a win and a loss is a loss. It doesn't really matter how it happens. It's, you don't get bonus points for going to extra innings. But I will say this, at least you know that your team has a lot of resiliency, because the Blue Jays did fight until the very end, and you have a chance to right your wrongs the very next day. And that is something I kind of like about this show, is that even when we have a really bad day betting, like, it's like, okay, well, you can go out and do better the next day. So you have to have a short memory, ball up top, and very similar to the bets that we made last night, where we're going to have a short memory. So I had the Dodgers on the first five run line. That was a loser because this game was tied at four, as it was for most of the game. Not tied at four, but tied in general. I like the handicap there with Tyler Glasnow possibly out-pitching Max Scherzer. Max Scherzer did a fine job. Tyler Glasnow really did not live up to expectations. But not really the story of the game. Jenks goes 1-2, had Marcus Mariota over 25 rush yards as his best bet. That one was a winner, but also had the Commanders plus 11.5. That did not win. And it was a squad play on the Dodgers on the first five run line. So again, a day to make things better. And I'm not looking forward to possibly betting on the NBA, but we do have a World Series game today. So sometimes that is the only good part of losing a bet, is knowing that you can get right back on the horse the next day.
And get back on the horse. Don't be afraid to chase today. You know, what's the worst thing? What's the worst thing that's going to happen? Didn't have a great day? Well, let's bounce back, right? That's what this is all for, especially with some NBA bets. I mean, come on.
Oh, gosh. I'm not going to be chasing with NBA bets. And I will say I'm only 0-1 for the week, so I am not down too bad. Speaking of down bad, that's kind of the case for the Commanders right now. Commanders lose to the Chiefs pretty handily as the Chiefs win it 28-7. This was a tale of two halves. This game was tied at 7. In the first half, Terry McLaurin had a nice toe drag swag touchdown in the first half. You thought the Commanders might make it a game, might cover the spread, but then the Chiefs absolutely dominated in the second half, and they started to execute some of those drives that weren't ending in touchdowns. And it was a big night for Travis Kelce. Here he is with a 10-yard touchdown reception from his bestie, Patrick Mahomes.
Second and 6. Mahomes, end zone, caught by Kelce. Touchdown!
Yeah, Kelce, 6 catches, 99 yards, and that touchdown last night. Almost 11 targets, but had 8. Rashee Rice had 9 targets, 9 catches, and 93 yards. It was surprising to me that the Chiefs still continued to throw the ball, which has been the case for Patrick Mahomes over the course of this season. Went 25 of 34, 299 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 2 early picks, even though one of them wasn't entirely his fault.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate, with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Denton, let's start with the takeaways for the Chiefs. It feels like the Chiefs are back to being the Chiefs now that the time is in October, and it's not unexpected. Ho-hum.
I mean, they're so good. It's, I mean, they have a, they showcased last night, Chelsea. They got a third and a fourth gear that I'm not sure that most teams in the NFL currently have. And they just have it at the drop of a dime. And with Rasheed Rice back in the lineup, I don't know exactly how teams are going to stop them unless you can get pressure on Mahomes with four. That's what Philadelphia did in the Super Bowl last year. It worked out beautifully for them. I just don't know how many teams can get pressure with four. Because if you allow Patrick Mahomes to have any amount of time, they are talented. Like, they are really, really talented. Kelce looked really great last night. As I mentioned, Rasheed Rice, him back in the lineup, the way that he can kind of... Backyard football, I feel like it's overused a little bit. But he kind of does have that backyard football element of it, where he kind of understands where Patrick Mahomes is needs to be, or where he needs to be for Patrick Mahomes, and whether it's breaking zone or he can beat you off if it's one-on-one man-on-man coverage. They're just really, really good. They're really, really strong. And defensively, they're not that bad either. I know Washington looked good in the first half, but the second half was the complete opposite. I mean, Mariota had 155 yards in half number one, and he finished with 213. I mean, they just completely put the clamps on Marcus Mariota, and they completely put the clamps on Washington's rushing attack. They only had 60 yards. That's the second best rushing team in the NFL, and it was a complete non-factor in half number two. If you're in the AFC, you got to be a little frightened at the moment, and I can't think of a better time. I mean, they're playing their best football right now, and they get a date with Buffalo this weekend. That's going to be a late Sunday game, not Sunday night, but just late Sunday. That's going to be a head. It always is when those two teams face, and it didn't really matter what the record of the Chiefs was going to be. That was going to be a headbanger regardless. But now that they're playing the way that they are, and the Bills are just, you know, bulldozing everybody in their path right now, this is going to be must-see television. But they are back. We wrote them off entirely too soon. This team is as good as they come, and Mahomes is in his bag.
Right, and championships are never won in September anyway. And here's the difference, I think, in the AFC is that we have some of these teams that are kind of new to the table. Like, you look at the Colts, and you're like, wow, the Colts are so well-rounded. The defense is great. Jonathan Taylor's absolutely rumbling. And they actually have a quarterback now that can, you know, pull the strings, and Daniel Jones. But how much do you trust teams like that in the postseason? Because I think that's where I give the edge to somebody like the Chiefs, where no matter how mediocre they look in the first half of the season, you know they're going to gain steam throughout the regular season. And in the postseason, they're probably going to be even better.
I mean, Mahomes has the world in his hands. Just watching him in the pocket. And I'm glad you mentioned the Colts, because they've been such a fun story this year, because Daniel Jones is on like this crazy redemption arc. There's, you know, some emotional stuff with Ursae passing that I think is kind of uplifting the team. Jonathan Taylor is having an MVP caliber season in the first couple of weeks. But in the playoffs, when they get there, it feels like guys like a Daniel Jones start to press a little bit. Mahomes last night, and now over the past couple of weeks, I know he had two picks, but the picks really, I mean, Marshawn Lattimore made a hell of a play on one of them, and then Travis Kelce, just squeeze it, buddy, and you're catching that football, and it's first down, and you're probably going to go and score. But he is so patient, and he made one of those like classic Mahomes crazy throws, and we're so deep into his career that it's not even crazy anymore. But he's going to his left, and he just kind of flips it with his right. He flips his hip. Like, it's so baseball, it was crazy. But he's so good at that, and it's right on the money. And that's one of those things where, you know, I was sitting in a bar, and the bar was kind of clearing out at that point because we were doing a show on the local side. The bar was kind of clearing out. But he makes that throw, and then you just hear people in the background yelling some expletives, but, like, they're not even mad. It's just like, how do you even stop that? Like, there's nothing. You could play perfect defense, and there's nothing you can do. He's insane. He's insane. I will never get used to how good he is and how patient he is. It's a trait that most quarterbacks in the NFL just don't seem to have. And he's hoarding it. Like, I don't know if he's just stealing it from everybody, but he is hoarding it.
Yeah. It's why Chris Collinsworth goes absolutely crazy every time he sees Patrick Mahomes.
Every time.
It is crazy things. You know, even from people who have seen a ton of football. And it's one of those things for the Commanders is that okay, you want to be one of the best teams in the NFL? Like, this is the benchmark. And I understand, like, a lot of things are not going well for the Commanders right now when it comes to injuries. It's really tough to measure yourself when you don't have the most important player on your team on the field in Jaden Daniels. But still, like, this is a good, you know, measuring stick for your defense to say, okay, it's hard to defend him, but, like, that's what you're going to have to do if you want to win a Super Bowl, because this is the level of quarterbacks who are routinely in the Super Bowl. Because, you know, I know Jalen Hurts has not been super consistent, but he's had games where you're scratching your head and you're like, how do you defend that? You look at Josh Allen, you're like, oh my goodness, how does anybody stop that? And nobody does. It's just the Bills' defense is not the best. So for the Commanders, what do you think the takeaways are from last night?
So I don't know what your TikTok feed looks like, but I have had a run, and this is, like, really poetic. You ever see videos of fighters who get knocked out, but they don't know that they're knocked out? So they try and get up, and they still want to fight, and they think the fight's going on, and they end up, like, boxing the referee for a little bit before he's like, hey, no, no, you're done. It's kind of what Washington's season has felt like. The injuries are piling up. The hope is that Jaden Daniels is back next week. But how often does a guy sit exactly 1 week with a hamstring injury? It feels very, very rare. And they're 3-5. Laremy Tunsil left the game, their left tackle. Terry McLaurin left the game after that crazy diving catch that he made. It felt like he was on a pitch count because this was his first game in 5 weeks. They're 3-5 with all of the injuries piling up. And you're just kind of looking around like, the season's not over at 3-5. We've seen some crazy things happen in the NFL season. Teams go on, you know, insane win streaks to close the season. But you do have to look around and ask yourselves, is this going to be salvageable? Because one thing that they could not do last night was get pressure on Patrick Mahomes. And that's been the tale of this entire season. The offense let them down. Only scoring 7 points is unacceptable, even if it is Marcus Mariota. But I just don't know how many players are going to come in and save them. And no one who is going to come in and save them is playing on the defensive side of things. And that's really, really alarming. If you had a future on Washington and you still have a cash out available, you have to start considering that. It's not going to be, I mean, it's pennies on the dollar at this point, but you have to start considering that if you had them on either an NFC East future or a Super Bowl future or anything of that realm.
Ah, bad vibes in D.C., but you're right. It is starting to pile up, and it's getting late quick in the NFL. Speaking of getting late, in the World Series, the game just finished hours ago. We'll talk about it next here on The Daily Dip, presented by BetMGM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.